Can you hear me?
能听到吗?
Yeah. Amen. Good morning.
早上好。
It's good to be here this morning.
很高兴今天可以在这里。
I'm sorry my wife couldn't make it. She's not feeling too well.
我的太太今天不太舒服，所以没有在这里。
So she's home with the baby.
所以她在家看孩子。
4 years ago today,
四年前的今天,
I met my wife.
是我第一次遇见我太太。
And it was like salvation all over again.
好像就像救恩重新临到我一样。
I smiled so big for 3 months straight.
然后之后的三个月我都不能忍住一直咧着嘴笑。
And I thank God for her and I miss her.
然后我很感谢神能够让我遇见她。
But she's with us in spirit this morning. She's praying for the service.
所以虽然她今天人不在这里，但是她在为我们祷告。
This morning I want to talk to you a little bit about investing.
我今天早上要跟大家讲的题目是投资。
And how Jesus has invested in you.
然后要跟你说耶稣在你的身上有所投资。
According to MSN Money,
在这个 MSN 的这个财经版上,
when Benjamin Franklin died in 1790,
那个弗兰克林是在1790年去世的。
He left $5,000 to two cities, Philadelphia and Boston.
他留下了是5000块钱，然后还有他帮助建立的两个城市波士顿和费城。
Each city was to create a fund that would last for 200 years.
那这两个城市每个城市都要建立一个基金，这个基金能够持续有200年。
Now the needy people could borrow from that fund at 5% interest.
那这个基金的目的是让那些有需要的人可以从中贷款，然后这个利息是 5%。
It started with $5,000 and after 100 years, the city could withdraw $500,000 from that account.
那这个开始的时候是五千块，那过了两百年、一百年之后，他就这个叫这个城这个市政府可以从中拿到500万
，leaving the rest of the money in the account to work for another 100 years。
那然后剩下的那部分呢，就继续留在这个账户里，可以再运作100年。
Now the reason he did that was to teach people about compound interest。
那他做这个的目的是为了让大家明白这个复利的这个原理。
I don't want to talk to you about finances necessarily this morning per se.
那我今天其实并没有真的是要讲给你上一门财经的课。
Although we all enjoy to make money and we all enjoy to make wise investments, I understand that this is not the platform for business.
虽然我们大家可能都对这个怎么投资、怎么这个增值有兴趣，但是今天不是这里不是讲这个题目的时候。
Except for the business of God.
当然了，但是我们在这里要讲的是这个神的这个事业。
But there is a valuable principle that we can gain from the concept of investing.
但是我们从这个投资的原理上，我们可以学到一些很重要的原则。
It's one that we can apply and learn to apply to our spiritual life.
那这个原则可以使用在我们属灵的生活里。
It's the idea of making proper investments and for us to pay dividends.
那也就是说，让我们可以有很有智慧的投资，然后从中得到收益。
See Jesus, he is in the investing business.
你知道吗？耶稣其实也是在做投资的生意。
He knew who to invest in.
因为他知道要把这个资产投在什么方面。
He knew who would bring the biggest gain.
要投在谁的身上，谁能够给他带来最大的收益。
Jesus also knew the rewards of taking a risk.
而且耶稣也知道，就是冒一定的风险也可以有
更大的收获。I'm sorry. God is a wise investor.
你知道吗？神是一个很有智慧的投资者。
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
如果你带了圣经
的话, Gospel of John, chapter 4.
请你打开圣经，约翰福音第四章。
As you're turning there, I'm going to ask God to help us this morning. I need all the help I can get.
我在这里要祷告，求神帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are an almighty God. You are a wise investor. Lord God, I thank you for investing into my life and into the life of the saints here at our church. Lord God, I pray you bless this message, anoint my lips, give me the words to speak that will hit the hearts and open up the eyes and ears of those who listen, including myself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
See, Jesus took a risk.
你知道吗？耶稣他冒了一定的风险。
He was in Judea at the time.
他那个时候在犹大地
and he had to go up north to Galilee.
然后呢，他要往北去到加利利。
Now it was custom for Jews to go around Samaria to get to Galilee.
那犹太人平时的习惯就是说往北去，不是直着走，要绕过去，因为要绕过这个撒玛利亚。
We're not actually at this text yet. Thank you. So it was custom. It would be equivalent to this. This is the illustration we can use.
那我给你举一个例子。
If we had to go north to, say, Hope Sound,
如果你要往北走去 Hope Sound,
we would head west,
那我们要先往西,
hit the turnpike and head north,
然后上了 turnpike 以后往北,
get off the turnpike, head east back to Hope Sound.
然后呢,就从 turnpike 下来以后再往东到 Hope Sound.
We did this to avoid Jupiter.
因为我们这样做是为了能够绕开 Jupiter, 不从那儿走。
We don't like Jupiter.
因为我们不喜欢那个地方。
They've got too much money for us.
然后那些人太有钱了。
But that's what the Jews did. They did all that they could to possibly avoid crossing through Samaria.
犹太人就是这样做的, 他们要费尽心机就是为了要绕开撒玛利亚那个地方。
They'd go around it.
所以就要绕着走。
See, there was a lot of hostility between the Samaritans, the Sumerians and the Jews.
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人互相非常之不和。
The Jews considered the Samaritans half-breeds.
因为那个犹太人觉得那个撒玛利亚人是这个
idol worshippers.
杂种。 就是他们是拜偶像的。
They considered them to have just a piece of the truth, but not enough for them to worship together.
然后呢，犹太人觉得这个撒玛利亚人虽然知道一点点关于神的事情，但是他们并不全知道，所以他们没有办法在一起。But
see, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's a wise investor.
但是你记得我讲过，耶稣他是一个很有智慧的投资者。
And He's a risk taker.
而且他愿意冒风险。
He didn't head west to the turnpike.
所以他并没有像我们一样往西走上 turnpike.
He headed straight up through Jupiter.
所以他就直接穿过了 Jupiter.
He took a risk.
所以他这个时候是在 冒风险。
In verse 3 and 4, I'll read it to you.
如果你看第四节,
He said he left Judea.
第四节讲到说他离开 犹大地。
And departed again into Galilee.
然后就是 经过撒玛利亚。
And he must needs go through Samaria.
他就离了犹大地又往加利利去必须经过撒玛利亚。
See, the reason why he needed to go through Samaria is because he knew that there was a woman there that he was going to meet at the well.
他必须经过撒玛利亚的原因是他知道因为有一个妇人他需要在那里在撒玛利亚的井边遇见他。
He knew that there was somebody there that he had to make a wise investment in.
他知道那里有一个人他要在他的身上投资。
It didn't matter that she was a Samaritan.
并不因为他是不是撒玛利亚人不重要。
And it didn't matter that she was a woman.
他是不是女人也不重要。
He saw something to invest in.
耶稣在他身上看到了一个投资的可能。
So he broke down the racial barrier.
所以耶稣这样做的时候，他就把这个两族人之间的这个隔阂打破了。
And he speaks to a woman.
而且他对一个妇人说话。
Who was not just a woman, but she was an immoral woman.
不仅仅是一个妇人而已，而且是一个很放荡的。
She wasn't living for God.
她并没有过一个敬虔的生活。
She had a number of husbands.
她结过几次婚。
And the woman and the man that she was living with today was not her husband.
而现在跟她在一起的这个男人并不是她的丈夫。
See, sometimes we're afraid to talk to people about Jesus Christ.
你知道吗？有的时候我们不敢跟别人讲耶稣。
Because they're from a different social class than we belong to.
因为他们的社会阶层和生活跟我们都不一样。
Or they're of a different race.
或者他们是不同的种族。
But Jesus Christ saw a wise investment.
但是耶稣基督看到的是一个有价值的投资。
And he bought bonds in her life.
然后他就在他的生命上 花下了这个金钱。
Has anybody here ever played Monopoly?
我们有没有玩过大富翁?
Show of hands, Monopoly.
举手来告诉我是不是玩过大富翁。
Okay, so it's kind of foreign to some, but I grew up playing Monopoly.
可能你们有些人不熟悉,我是从小长大一直都玩的。
And basically what it is just a board game, you roll dice.
那是一个这种 游戏,然后你扔骰子。
You have a little piece, and you move your piece as many dice as you rolled.
然后你扔了多少,然后你的那个棋子就走多少。
And you land on property.
然后你 停在那个地方是一块地。
And you have the option to purchase that property.
那你可以选择你停的这个地方这块地你要不要买?
And they come in a pair of two or three.
那当然这个地它两个三个一组。
And once you purchase, say, all the purples, two purples.
那如果你把这一组,比如说两个紫色的都买下来了。
You can start investing further in that property by placing houses on it.
你就可以开始投资,开始花钱在上面盖房子。
Once the houses are filled, you can remove the houses and place hotels.
然后等你盖了房子足够多了以后，房子可以拿掉，变成盖旅馆。
And if your opponents roll the dice and lands on your property, they have to stay in your hotel and pay a fee.
那个你的对手呢，不小心停在你这个地方，他就惨了，他就要花钱住你的旅馆。
I loved Monopoly when I was a kid.
我小的时候特别喜欢玩大富翁。
I love this so much, I think because I was good at it. I liked it.
因为我喜欢，当然也是因为我玩得很好。
I used to win all the time.
然后我经常都会赢。
But my secret was this.
但是我的秘密在哪里呢？
I didn't care if the property was Boardwalk or Park Place, which was the wealthiest property on the board.
那这个我停的这块地有的时候是很贵的，我并不在乎它的价值。
Or Baltic or the Mediterranean, which was the least expensive property on the board.
它这个这个旗上面不是每一块地价值都相同，有的很贵，有的很便宜。
Whether it was the poorest or the richest, I'd buy it.
不管是贵的还是便宜的，反正我只要落上去，我一定买。
I'd build houses.
买了以后就开始盖房子。
I'd build hotels.
盖完房子盖旅馆。
I'd invest all I could.
把我能投进的钱都投在里面。
And I'd win.
然后我就能够赢。
So I really enjoyed playing Monopoly.
所以我很喜欢玩大富翁。
And our Lord Jesus is the same way.
那主耶稣他也是这样做的。
He doesn't care your background.
他并不在意你的背景如何。
He doesn't care if you come from a wealthy family or a poor family.
不管你的家里是否有钱。
Doesn't care about your culture or where you're from.
或者你的文化背景，你从哪里来。
Jesus sees a wise investment.
耶稣在你身上看到的是一个有力的投资。
In the strong and in the weak.
不管是这个强壮有力的还是软弱的。
And he makes a wise investment in this lady.
而在这个撒玛利亚妇人的故事里，他就在他身上做了一个很聪明的投资。
So he begins to interact with the woman at the well.
所以我们可以看到，后来耶稣就在井边跟这个妇人开始有对话。
And he begins to tell her some things about her life that she didn't reveal to him.
那这个时候，耶稣讲的一些是这个女人没有告诉她的关于她生活的事实。
So at that time, she starts to realize, hey, there's something about this guy, and she says, I perceive that you are a prophet.
那这个时候这个女人就觉得，哎，这个人很与众不同，然后她就开始说，我知道你是一个先知。
The dialogue continues back and forth.
然后他们俩就开始这样对话。
It's like Jesus is ready to buy stock.
然后就好像这个耶稣在这个再继续这个让这个股票再上涨一样。
And the next thing you know, she asks him in verse 25.
然后呢到25节的时候这个妇人就问了。
The woman says unto him, I know that the Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things.
然后妇人说我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
Verse 26, I that speak unto thee am he.
26节耶稣说这和你说话的就是他。
Amen, praise God. Jesus bought stock in the lady's life at that point.
那这个时候耶稣已经就是投资买这个妇人的股票了。
He revealed himself to her and made an investment.
然后当他把自己的身份显示给这个妇人的时候，实际上是在他的身上投资。
A soul was saved.
一个灵魂得到拯救。
Thank God. Do you remember the day of your salvation?
你还记得你得救的那一天吗？
Do you remember the day that Jesus Christ came into your life and revealed himself to you?
你还记得当耶稣进到你的生命里，把他的身份向你显明的那一天吗？
The Bible says that Jesus transferred us from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of light.
你知道耶稣在那个做这么做的时候，就是把你从这个黑暗带进光明的国度。
See, we no longer belong to ourselves, but we actually become slaves of God at the moment of salvation.
在得救的那一刻起，你就不再是你自己的了，你成为这个神爱的奴仆。
There is absolutely no middle ground when it comes to serving God.
当你在服侍神的时候，没有一个中间地带，你或者是服侍他，或者不服侍。
You cannot walk down the center of the road.
你不能在中间走。
You cannot serve the devil.And serve Jesus Christ at the same time.
你不能一边服侍魔鬼一边服侍神。
There's only one God we can serve.
因为只有一位神我们可以服侍。
And when Jesus made the investment into your life, he bought the stock.
就好像耶稣在你的身上投资的时候，你的全部的股票都卖给他了。
It is a glorious thing to belong to Jesus.
你知道能够属于耶稣是一件很荣耀的事情。
Because with him comes protection.
因为你跟他在一起，他会保护你。
So I ask you this morning, are you paying dividends?
所以我今天就想问你，你是不是让耶稣的投资有所回报呢？
If Jesus made an investment into your life, what are you showing with that investment?
如果耶稣在你的身上已经做了投资的话，你有没有让他拿到回报呢？
We've already discussed that God, he's a wise investor.
我们刚才已经说过，神是一个很有智慧的投资者。
And with God's help, we can bring interest into his kingdom.
那当神在我们身上投资的时候，我们就要给他带回利息，带来回报。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去对众人说。
So the first thing that God does when he invests into your life is God breaks us out of our comfort zone.
当耶稣神在你身上投资的时候，他做的第一件事情就是把你带出你习惯的舒服的地方。
See, she left her water pot.
你看这个经节讲到说，这个妇人把水罐子留下。
It was custom in those days for the women to go to the well with their water pots to get water.
那个时候，夫人常常都是到城外的一个井里去打水。
Once she got saved, once she experienced who Jesus Christ was, that He was the Messiah, Amen. She left it all.
那这个妇人当她认识到耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是那位要拯救他们的人的时候，她就水罐子也不要了。
You see, and I'm preaching to myself this morning also.
你知道我今天这个讲道也是给我自己讲的。
Because sometimes we don't want to leave it all.
因为有的时候我们并不想把我们所有的都放下。
Sometimes we're gripping onto the things of this world.
有的时候我们还手里还抓着这个世界的东西不放。
But you know what? This woman, she left. She left it all.
可是你看这个妇人，她把她的水罐子留下了，把她的这个重要的东西放在一边。
And I know that we're busy.
我知道我们每个人都很忙。
I'm extremely busy. Two babies, a wife, college, work, preaching.
我也特别忙，我有两个小孩子，然后还有家庭，然后我还要上学，还要讲道。
And I'm living for God. All these things I'm doing for God is something that I'm neglecting.
我所有做的这一切都是为了神，但是我有可能会忽略一件事情。
I need to purpose in my life to leave that stuff aside.
那我需要小心，让我的生活中我能够把这些事情能够放下。
And to go out and tell some souls.
然后去出去要告诉更多的人。
Some people who are lost right now.
那些还没有认识的人，那些还仍在失丧的人。
That if they were to die at this moment.
我要告诉他们，如果他们在此刻死去的话
，They'd go to a place of eternal torment forever.
他们会要到一个永远受刑罚的地方。
But see, God has invested in us.
你知道神在我们的身上投资了。
And she left her water pot.
这个妇人留下了她的水罐。
And she says in verse 29.
那我们看二十九节，她怎么说
？Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did.
你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Is not this the Christ?
莫非这就是基督吗
？See God, it's a natural reaction.
这是一个很自然的反应。
After salvation, initially, to go out and to tell people about Jesus.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们就会很兴奋的要出去跟别人讲耶稣。
And the next thing that God did for this lady in her life is God opened her mouth for her to speak her testimony.
所以当神在这个妇人身上做的第二件事情就是让她愿意开口然后把自己的见证讲出来。
We're talking about compound interest.
我们在这里我记得刚才说这个复利。
Are we familiar with compound interest?
我们是不是都知道这个复利就是利滚利的那个意思。
Simply, you invest $100 into the bank at the end of the month, so you have $110.
那就好像你存100块钱在银行里然后到这个一个月月末的时候变110块。
You leave the $110 in the bank,And then the next month, say you have $120, and it continues to grow, $122. And then after that, $133, and you leave that money in the bank.
你并不把它拿出来，然后这个110块钱到第二个月就变成120多块钱，就变成利，就是利上加利，然后越滚越多。
And it's like a snowball effect. If you take a snowball and you place it on top of a mountain,
就好像滚雪球一样。如果你拿一个小小的雪球放在山顶上，
you send that thing down the hill.
然后把它推下去。
Starts off small.
开始的时候雪球很小
，But by the time it gets to the bottom, it's huge.
然后它，但是越滚越大，越滚越大，到山脚下的时候，已经变成一个很大的球。
Same thing with compound interest.
所以复利也是这样的。
Wise investments.
然后一个有智慧的投资。
Keep your money in the bank, you'll have more and more and more.
你连本带利都放在那里，让它继续生利息，就会越来越多。
And when Jesus Christ invested in you, He expects the same of us.
所以当耶稣在你身上投资的时候他的期盼也是这样的。
He doesn't expect the heat to melt the snow.
他并没有想说这个雪球因为越来越热反而变得越来越小。
He expects that ball to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow.
他的期盼是说我们这个雪球也能够越滚越大越来越大。
So that his name will be glorified.
所以他的名可以得到荣耀。
And that souls will be saved.
然后可以有更多的灵魂得到拯救。
That's what she did.
这个妇人就是这么做的。
She opened her mouth.
这个妇人开口去跟大家讲。
Now I'm going to become very humble.
那我现在要很谦卑的说。
Maybe not humble, vulnerable is the better word.
也可能是说就是很、这个、
vulnerable at this point.
我在这里我可能要把自己敞开。
See, I wasn't raised in a Christian household.
我并没有成长在一个基督徒的家庭里。
I had good parents.
我的父母亲很好。
But they didn't turn to Christ for their issues.
他们有自己的，但是他们有自己的问题，他们没有认识耶稣。
Instead, they chose to turn to things of the world.
然后他们的决定是说去追求世界上的东西。
And it really affected us kids.
那真的是，但他们的这些决定是对我们这些孩子是有影响的。
When I approached my teenage years,
所以当我十几岁的时候，
we went through some experiences that made me bitter.
我有一些很不好的经历。
And I carried that bitterness with me up until my 20s.
然后我心里就会有一些苦毒，然后带着这些苦毒一直到我二十几岁。
When I was 19, I got into a fight, a fist fight with somebody.
我十九岁的时候有一次跟人打架。
And the guy got hurt pretty bad.
然后把人家打得伤得很厉害。
And I did what any normal kid would do at that time who hurt somebody kind of bad. I ran.
那个时候打人把人打坏了，我当然很害怕，我就跑了。
I got in my car and I went to Virginia Beach.
然后我就跳上我的开着我的车到了 Virginia Beach.
I didn't stay there long.
我没有在那儿待着。
I kind of turned right back around and headed back to New Jersey.
然后那个我并没有在那儿待，然后又转头到了新泽西。
Came back to my hometown of New York.
然后就回到我家里在纽约。
Where I was arrested.
就是在我被抓起来了在那儿。
For assault, for fights.
就是因为攻击别人。
Okay.Thank God. Thank God I was arrested.
我真的是很感谢神，我是被抓起来的。
So I was arrested and I was in for 3 days and I posted bail. They released me.
然后他们在把我关了三天，然后那个被保释出来了。
Meanwhile, God is up on his throne looking down at this young man named Andrew Kanzer, who's 19 years old.
当这一切发生的时候，神他一直在天上，他看着我这个十九岁的年轻人，他的所作所为。
I was 20, I'm sorry.
那个时候啊，已经二十了。
And with a matter of months, I was snowballing out of control.
就接下来的几个月，这个就好像滚雪球一样，我这个人生越来越糟。
I knew that what I did that fight was going to send me to jail.
我知道我跟人打架打成那样，肯定是要进监狱的。
And in my whole household, we drank, so I continued to drink.
然后我那个时候还喝酒。
And I got arrested 3 other times.
然后不到年龄喝酒，然后就因此也被抓，又被抓了三次。
Within 6 months, 3 times, 4 times within 6 months, arrested.
所以这六个月当中，我被抓起来四次。
Finally, they pulled the bail on me, and they kept me in Schenectady County Jail.
然后后来呢，他们就不让我再被保释出来，就把我送到这个郡的这个监狱里。
So I'm in Schenectady County Jail, and I'm playing basketball in the courtyard.
然后有一天我在那个监狱的这个院子里在打篮球。
And for illustration's sake, we'll say that this room is the courtyard.
那我来做一个比喻，就好像如果这个屋子现在是这个
监。And there's fences that line the perimeter.
然后呢，这周围这个墙就好像是那个栅栏。
And there's one that goes straight down the center.
然后有一个是。直接在中间分成两半的。
So we're fenced in, and there's one that's over the top. So we're basically in this cage.
所以然后头顶上还有网，所以基本上就好像是一笼子一样。
And I'm playing basketball, and this man approaches me, and he asks me, he says, "Hey, do you believe in God?"
然后那个我正在玩篮球，有一个人就过来问我说：“你相信神吗？”
And I was raised with an understanding of God. I was raised Catholic. We, you know, my mom taught me to pray as a child, but we never really attended church.
那我小的时候我听说过，因为我妈妈有的时候会带我祷告，然后我们有时候也会去教会。
But he says, "Do you believe in God?"
然后这个男的他就问我，你相信什么
？I say yes, I believe there's a creator. I believe there's a God out there.
然后我就说是，我相信有一个神，我相信是神创造。
And this man, he was a short Hispanic brother. He was kind of solid. He grabs me and he pulls me off the court.
然后这个人他个子不大，但是他就抓着我，然后把我拉出来，从篮球场上拉出来。
And he begins to share with me the message of Jesus Christ.
然后他就开始跟我分享耶稣的信息。
He starts to tell me that Jesus loves me, that God died for me on the cross, that God wants to set me free.
然后他就跟我讲说耶稣爱我，耶稣为我死在十字架上，他想让我得自由。
And if I've ever heard the gospel like that before, it never took root in my heart like it did at that moment.
也可能我从前有听到过福音，但是那一刻这个福音真的是深深的在我心里扎了根。
See, I believed.
然后在那个时候开始，我真的相信了。
Something happened. Faith took root.
然后就因为那样，然后我的信心开始增加。
And I got back to my cell and I got my hands on the Bible.
然后当我回到我的这个牢房的时候，我拿出来圣经。
And I started to read through the Gospels. I was hungry, like we are at 12 o'clock here.
然后我就觉得很饥渴，很想就是继续再开始读福音书。
I was eating the Gospels. I was going through Matthew, going through Mark, Luke, and John.
我就好像这个那个饥饿就好像在吃东西一样，然后从马太一直看。
Finally, I got to the Gospel of John.
然后到看到约翰福音的时候。
And there was a man who was paralytic at the well of Bethesda.
这个约翰福音记载了有一个瘸子在这个毕士大池旁边。
And Jesus Christ approached that man and he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?"
那耶稣来到这个人身边，就跟他说：“你想要得痊愈吗？”
And Jesus healed that man. He stood up and he walked.
然后耶稣就治愈了他，这个瘸子就能够站起来走路。
And they parted ways.
然后这个周围的人都分开。
And then afterwards, Jesus Christ seeks him out.
然后后来耶稣又找到他。
And he says to him.
然后跟他讲。
He says, "Behold, you've been made well."
然后耶稣就跟他说：“你现在已经得痊愈了。”
Sin no more, for fear that something worse happens to you.
你要把这个事情告诉别人，你让你不至于有更糟的事情发生在你身上。
And I'm already saved at this point.
对于我来说，我那个时候已经得救了。
I'm in my cell, laying on this bunk.
然后我在我的这个牢房里躺在这个床上。
In a small blocked-in room.
一个很小的一个房间。
And I read that verse, "Sin no more, for fear that something worse happens to you."
然后我看到圣经上讲说，不要再犯罪了。
Praise God.
不然就有更糟的事情会发生在你身上。
And the Holy Spirit of God falls upon me.
然后我很感谢神，圣灵那个时候就在我的身上。
And I stand up in that cell, and everything seemed illuminated.
然后我在我的牢房里站起来的时候，觉得每样东西都很闪亮。
Everything seemed pure. Everything seemed entirely different.
每件事情看起来都不一样了。这一下
I walked to the front and I grabbed the bars.
然后我就到了这个门前，然后抓着这个窗的栏杆。
And it was like 1,000 pounds was lifted off of my shoulders.
然后对我的感觉就好像有1,000磅的东西从我身上卸下来。
And I'm looking out through these bars.
然后我隔着这个栏杆看到外面。
In jail.
然后我还在监狱。
Everything seemed pure.
虽然在监狱的每一样东西看上去都很纯洁。
Clean.
非常干净。
Holy.
非常圣洁。
Something happened.
我有一些事情在我身上发生了。
That was close to this time, actually, 9 years ago.
大概就是9年之前这件事情发生的。
Soon after that, I left...That cell block that I was on.
那过了没多久，我从那个监狱出来。
Never to see the man again who brought me to Jesus Christ.
那个带领我信耶稣的人，我就再也没有见过他。
He has no idea the compound interest of him investing into my life.
他在我身上的投资发生了怎么样的果效，收到了什么样的利息。
He has no idea that this person that he met in jail, he witnessed to, led to Jesus Christ, is preaching this morning.
他可能完全不知道，他那天在监狱里碰见的那个人
，is studying to be a pastor. Is married, has 2 babies, and hopefully 50 more.
正在这个神学院读书，然后站在这里讲道，已经结婚了，有2个孩子，可能还会有更多。
See, his faith is paying dividends today.
他的这个忠心已经在收到利息了，收到回报了。
And your story does not have to be like my story.
当然，你的故事和我的不尽相同。
But nobody can argue a testimony.
但是你没有办法来跟我争，在这个见证上有所争执。
So when you're out there sharing your faith, just be real, be authentic, and share what Jesus has done for you.
所以当你出去跟人讲的时候，你就讲你自己的见证，讲耶稣是怎么在你身上做工作的。
So God broke her out of her comfort zone.
所以我们回到这个撒玛利亚妇人，神把她带出了她这个觉得舒服的环境。
God opened her mouth.
然后让他开口去讲。
And God brought her to him that she may bring more to Christ.
耶稣把这个妇人带到自己的面前，为了让他能够把更多的人带到耶稣的面前。
Verse 30.
我们看第30节。
They went out of the city and were coming to him.
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
So the word she spoke.
因为这个妇人说的话。
Inspired people to come out to see this man.
使得众人都想来看耶稣。
Inspire people to come out to see Jesus Christ.
他们都愿意去寻找他。
Jesus' investment in her was paying compound interest.
所以我们可以看到，耶稣在他身上的投资已经在开始拿到回报了。
And if we turn to the Gospel of John,
我们来看约翰福音
verse 39
第四章的第三十九节
This is the outcome. So he knew that Jesus Christ knew when he was taking a risk to go through Jupiter, to go through Samaria.
那当耶稣冒了一定的风险，然后穿过撒玛利亚的时候，
that he was going to meet a lady who would bring interest into his kingdom.
他知道他会遇到这个妇人，而这个妇人会给天国带来更多的回报。
He reveals himself to her. She gets saved.
那耶稣把自己的身份向她显明，然后这个妇人得救了。
She left all she knew. She went to the town.
他把他的东西抛下，然后回到城里去。
And she led people to Christ.
然后带领更多的人来信耶稣。
Verse 39 says,
我们看到39节。
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证。
See, and revival broke out.
我们可以看到在那里有一个复兴。
See, that's our job, guys.
这就是我们的工作。
That's why Christ saved us and kept us here.
耶稣救我们，让我们能够在他的神国里有份，就是为了这个目的。
The Lord Jesus Christ saw fit to choose you to make an investment in you to go forth to win people to His kingdom.
耶稣基督看你为宝贵，他要在你身上投资，让你能够给神国带来更多的回报。
We belong to Him and He owns us.
我们是属于他的，是他所有的。
And if we'll be faithful to the call.
如果我们忠心服侍我们这个呼召的话
，to go out, to leave our water pot, to leave our comfort zone,
把我们的水罐放下，离开我们觉得舒适的环境
，to open our mouth and to share our testimony,
让我们开口愿意去做见证
，we can see a revival,
我们也能够看到同样
的 ，we can see people saved,
我们也可以看到别人得拯救
，we're not playing church,
我们不是在只是像过家家一样到教会来
，it's not a social gathering,
这也不是一个社交的环境
，it's not an institution.
更不是一个一个会场所。
It's the kingdom of God.
这是神的国度。
It's two destinations.
有两条路。
Heaven.
一个领向通向天堂。
Or hell.
一个通向地狱。
God will help us.
神会帮助我们。
God will lead us to the people.
神会把我们带到那些需要的人当中
that he wants to invest in.
那些他想投资的人当中
he wants to lead us to the people that we can buy stock.
就好像神他会带我们到那些人当中我们也把他们的股票买过来我们也要在他们身上投资
it's all about compound interest.
所以就是我还是回到我们刚才讲的复利可以这个让利息再继续生利息
and let's be a good investment.
所以让我们也成为一个很好的投资
For the Lord Jesus Christ
成为他的一个好的投资
Has God made a wise investment in you?
神在你的身上的投资是不是有利的呢
Are we paying dividends?
我们是不是对他有所回报呢
If we are, there's a glorious reward
如果我们这样做了我们会得到荣耀的赏赐
He'll teach us to grow interest for him
他会教我们怎么能够帮助他来得到更多的回报。
We just have to stay in the stock market.
我们就好像在这个股市上。
We just have to stay in faith with him.
然后在这个市场上，然后在那里为他忠心。
And he'll see us through.
他会带领我们通过。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Let's pray.
我们。
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne again, thanking you for anointing my words, my mouth, and I pray, Lord God, that you inspire all of us to want to go out and to win souls for you. Let it be a snowball effect in our life, that your kingdom will be full. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen.
Amen.